All right, welcome to the show. This is DJ Sweetfig.
And Remy.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Remy, welcome back to the show.
I know, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time since I've seen you, actually.
I was just thinking about that earlier
today. I didn't
today.
See you at all this week.
I know.
It made me sad. It's a rift in our relationship. It's okay, though. We'll make it through
here.
Well,
not intentional, just, you know, break
no.
and then, you know, we're busy.
Yeah, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was good.
I haven't talked to you about it. Yeah. I've had no contact with you, really. It's kind of a weird thing.
Yeah, saw the family, saw the extended family, had a nice time, very relaxing. Played tennis, actually.
Really?
Haven't played tennis in a few weeks. It was pretty bumpy at first, not going to lie.
Yeah, I don't know what tennis is
anymore. I was having a tough time hitting the ball, you know, making contact
as one does,
and things like that.
Right.
But then I found my groove after a while.
Okay, well, that's good.
So
you're back on it.
Yep.
I'm sure that I'll have similar struggles.
When you pick up a tennis racket again.
Yeah. No, learn where the tennis ball is again. Remy, I've actually got two requests today for songs.
Wow.
Yeah. We're not going to start off with them. We got to start with our man,
yeah.
You know. I got to start with our guy. We'll talk about it more after, but
absolutely.
Let's jump right into it.
Said he would break my legs if I ever came around again. I don't mind risking the wheelchair if we can get another round in. Oh, oh, you told him you would stay away, but here you are. I kiss your face, you touch my chest. Like we're stuck in an 80s movie as you're sneaking into my car. Oh, you told him you would stay away, but here you are. I kiss your face, you touch my chest.
I wish you everything.
You just heard One More Time by John Bellion, followed by Funeral by Zara Larsson, followed by What You Know by Two Door Cinema Club. I like that name.
Isn't it a really cool name? They're a cool band also.
Yeah. Have I heard that song before?
It is a somewhat popular song. I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know why I'm asking you.
Although you haven't heard any songs.
Yeah.
Maybe you haven't heard that one either.
I didn't care about music until relatively recent time. Well, Remy. Question I wanted to propose to you is, it's after Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. You know, what is your opinion on Christmas music after Thanksgiving?
As soon as you said it's after Thanksgiving, I knew it was going in
this
right. direction.
So what is the acceptable starting point? Where do you draw the line? How do you feel about it?
Well, I think, first of all, before Thanksgiving, it's absolutely over the line to play Christmas music.
Right.
Totally
okay.
uncool. The thing is, I don't like Christmas music that much at all, so I'd prefer to keep it in the week of Christmas. That's never going to happen.
Okay.
But I think now, December 2nd, for an end-of-the-month holiday, is still a little bit much. 2 weeks out, I can understand. Nope.
Okay. All right, no Jingle Bell Rock?
You were playing that, and I was like, what's he doing? I don't know. I don't like Christmas music that much.
Okay.
It gets in the way of me living my life. It's too happy.
Not all of them. What about Blue Christmas? I'll have a Blue Christmas without you?
That's too sad.
Too sad? Okay. But there's also some ones that, like...
It's also just the ones that are replayed every year that get so annoying, and everyone's singing them every year.
Baby, It's Cold Outside? It's a little creepy.
That one is problematic for a whole different reason.
Yeah.
That Mariah Carey song that plays All I Want for Christmas Is You. I hate that song.
Do you remember her like New Year's Eve performance like 2 years ago where
I probably wasn't watching. Did she make a fool of herself?
I can't put words to describe it. She was like lip syncing or something, and then the lip sync like failed and she couldn't sing, and she's just like, I'm just gonna walk around, and went for the next 2 minutes of the song just walking around the stage not singing.
Can't she actually sing?
I think so, isn't she? But I haven't heard a song from her in a spicy minute.
Well, just tell her to call in and give
Mariah
defend
Carey
herself on if the you, air please
you want to give your thoughts on your New Year's Eve performance about a year or two ago. You know, let us know.
Yeah, so I don't want Christmas music. It's too
okay
soon.
I agree. I like it most. Sometimes if you like, I don't want Justin Bieber to do a remix of like Jingle Bells. You know,
I wouldn't want that either.
But I'm not also just calling out Justin Bieber. I don't want anyone. This is coming from me. Like, I wouldn't want Bruno Mars, my man, to do a remix of Jingle Bells. You know, no one's writing new Christmas songs really anymore.
That's true.
They're all just remaking the classics.
Yeah. Maybe we should write a new one.
That can be our final show. You and I perform our Christmas music song. All right, Remy, let's figure that out and get to... On that note, let's play our next song.
Swiftly, maybe in a fire or crash off a ravine, people would weep how tragic so early. I was gonna die young. Gotta contend with the living blues. I could have missed it, I never knew. Chain reaction, but you're holding the fuse. I was gonna die. We'll be right back.
Was a decorated general with a heart of gold that likened him to all the stories he told of past battles won and lost and legends of old. A seasoned veteran in his own time, on the battlefield he gained respectful fame with many medals of bravery and stripes to his name. He grew a beard as soon as he could to cover the scars on his face and always urged his men on. But on the eve of a great battle with the infantry and dream, the old general tossed in his sleep and wrestled with its meaning. He awoke from that night to tell what he had seen and walked slowly out of his tent. All the men held tall with their chests in the air, with the courage in their blood and a fire in their stare. And it was a gray morning and they all wondered how they would fare. So the old general told them to go home. He said,
I have seen the others and I have discovered that this fight is not worth fighting. And I've seen their mothers and I will not follow me where I'm going. So take a shower and shine your shoes, you got no time to lose. If you are young men, you must be living. Take a shower and shine your shoes, you got no time to lose. If you are young men, you must be living.
men stood fast with their guns on their shoulders, not knowing what to do with the contradicting orders. The general said he would do his own duty, but he extended no further. The men could go as they pleased, but not a man moved. Their eyes gazed straight ahead till one by one they stepped back and not a word was said. And the old general was left with his own words echoing in his head. He then prepared to fight. He said,
I have seen the others and I have discovered that this fight is not worth fighting. No, and I've seen their mothers and I will no other to follow me where I'm going. So take a shower and shine your shoes. Oh, you got no time to lose. You are young men, you must be living. Yeah. Take a shower and shine your shoes. Oh, you got no time to lose. You are young men, you must be living. Go now, you are forgiven.
Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go. Yeah.
Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go now, you are forgiven. Go.
Right, you just heard Die Young by Sylvan Esso, followed by Valentine by 5 Seconds of Summer, followed by General by Dispatch.
Yeah.
Valentine, 5 Seconds of Summer was one of the songs that have been requested today.
Really?
Not that specific song, but just a song by 5 Seconds of Summer.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not that familiar. I thought they were just that like a one-hit wonder when they had that song about looking so perfect standing there in
right.
American
yeah.
Apparel.
They actually have some pretty well-known and good songs.
Well, now I know like Youngblood was a popular one this summer, but I didn't want to play that because I felt like it's been overplayed, and so I gave some songs a listen, and I thought
that's the one you came up with.
That's the one I came up with. Well, I gave some of them a listen.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I gave them a scrub through. Also, Remy, do we need to walk back what we've said about Christmas music?
I think we might, and I would like to clarify a couple of things.
Your position?
My position on Christmas. I like Christmas. I love Christmas. I celebrate Christmas. Big fan of Christmas.
Okay. It sounds like you're really walking back.
Well, the thing is, my feelings about the music haven't changed.
Okay, yeah.
But I think you can separate the music and the holiday.
I think the music is good. I think.
And that's fine.
It's just... played for too long a period of time.
That might be what it is that when you hear the same, three, four, five, six songs for 3-4 weeks,
right,
you just get sick of things. If someone played my favorite song 3 times, 4 times a day for 3 weeks in a row,
Despacito
too? I'd probably start to hate it too. And it's the same every year, so compound that effect by 21 years.
Right.
This will be like, doesn't work for my brain.
Yeah, yeah. Also, well, this is getting nitpicky now, but were you really conscious in the first 3 years of your life? I don't know, man. Can you remember the Christmas songs that played during your first 3 years of your life during December?
You know what, Dylan? I definitely wouldn't consciously remember them, but who should say I don't unconsciously remember them?
Okay.
Take that out for a spin.
Hey, I'm going to need a moment for that one. Well, Remy, we're in your time slot. We're two minutes ahead of schedule of Remy's time slot, actually. We've usually been running a little behind. What song you got for us today?
I've got Make You Feel My Love by Adele.
I like that song.
That's good. You're going to like it even more after I play it.
You want me to show my little nerdiness a little bit?
Please.
You ever see Glee?
I've seen some episodes, yes.
I've seen the entire show.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a little ashamed, but a little but really not.
Uh-huh.
absolutely not, but a little. Because I'll be honest, good show. Well made.
They've got some really good voices.
Yeah.
On that
so
show.
The quarterback guy, I forget the character's name. but the main character,
Finn?
The main guy, Finn. Yes. Ah. The actual actor died, if you remember.
Yes, I do.
And they had like an episode kind of dedicated to him, mm-hmm. and his girlfriend in the show, who's also was his like girlfriend in real life, mm-hmm. sang that song, and everyone's
wow, that
like,
must have been really touching and moving and sad.
So that's why. Well, I love the song. So
great. I actually heard the song because I used to watch a ton of Britain's Got Talent audition videos.
And right.
One of my favorite ones is somebody playing this song.
They've got like search engine optimization down. I swear those things always go viral.
Yeah. Well, also people have incredible, you know.
By talent. The way, shout out to my marketing group that is listening right now, search engine optimization. I'm going to be joining them finishing our project up for this week. Remy, you want to give us a strum? Give us a strum. Oh, give us a harder strum?
No, hold on one sec.
Okay.
You know how these things go.
Yeah, you want me to tell a joke? What did the sushi say to the bee?
Here we go. I don't know, by the way, what the sushi
Wasabi.
Said.
Wasabi!
Wow, please don't tell any more jokes on the air.
Okay, I'm just going to turn my mic off now.
All right, here we go. This is To Make You Feel My Love by Adele.
Who's it dedicated to? Please say me.
It's dedicated to Dylan Savory, a.k.a. DJ Sweet Fig.
Yes! All right, the stage is yours.
Thank you.
People, Remy.
Thanks,
I clap
Tim.
For the people. Also, we got a call during your performance.
You did.
Yeah,
oh.
Sorry,
caller.
We encourage you to
don't interrupt.
We encourage you to call back. Just couldn't interrupt Remy's live performance.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I was told to tell you by one person that that's her favorite song. That's from my sister.
Really? Oh, cool.
And your biggest fan. Bob's my dad said that you sound amazing. So,
wow.
Remy,
thank you very much, guys.
For the people. You're a popular man in the Savory clan.
Yeah.
What's good. It called? Okay, here they are. Let's get them on. Hi, you're on the air. How's it going?
Oh, hello. Hi, we're actually looking for some help on how to build a website for an antenna company. We're looking to see if you had any insight for us.
So this is my marketing group.
Building websites. Huh?
Right. We're building a website for an antenna company. And
well, I'd start with the URL, you know, www, and go from there.
.antenna.com. Yeah. And then, you know, probably some pictures of antennas and things.
Yeah. Some buttons.
Who would have thought that HubSpot really doesn't work very well?
All right. Well, don't worry, guys. I'll be there soon. thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. We're gonna play our next song. See you guys. All right.
Sound like a sweet group of kids.
Yeah, I'll be with them in a little bit. Well, let's follow your song up. Can I have our little shenanigans back?
Thank there you. It is.
There it is. This other song is our other request for today. Give it a listen.
Giving up, walked through quite enough. I too called it a day. From the next who showed up, falling to a grand piano, falling on the edge of the parkway. Got no good advice. Hotline called me twice. Said I went through the wall. Do you have a quote to lend me or a friend to send me? But I got no help at all. Oh,
before the calm. This is the deep and dying breath of this love that we've been working on. Can't seem to hold you like I want to, so I can feel you in my arms. Nobody's gonna come and save you. We pulled too many false alarms. We're going down, and you can see it too. We're going down, and you know that we're doomed. My dear, we're slow dancing in a burning room. It's nothing to me, baby, you're the only light I ever saw. I make the most of all the sadness. You'll be a bitch because you can. You'll try to hit me just to hurt me, so you leave me feeling dirty because you can't understand. We're going down.
Chateau, trapped in your sunset bungalow. You couldn't escape. Your blood on ice, you're not gonna make it. Every face along the boulevard is a dreamer just like you. You looked at death in a tarot card and you saw what you had to do, but nobody knows you now.
Got to play those last 3 seconds of silence.
Or not.
Why am I like this? Anyway, you just heard Making Love with the Radio On by Gavin DeGraw, followed by Slow Dancing in a Burning Room, John Mayer. Seems like a fire hazard to me. Dancing in L.A., Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, that song, that John Mayer song, Slow Dancing in a Burning Room, pretty much all of sophomore year, I would always play that song as soon as I woke up. For some reason, that was my wake-up song. Which
you listen
is kind
to
of
music
bizarre.
When you wake up?
Not on days that I had to go to class, but days that I wasn't rushing to go anywhere, that I could just take my time. I put that song on because it has a slow beat, but it's, even though it's kind of a sad song, it's nice, it's soothing, helped me wake up because it starts off slow and then it, you know, the beat kicks in.
Do you listen to it with headphones on in that case?
No, I would. We had a Bluetooth speaker in my room sophomore year, so...
I'm blown away. I never listen to... I listen to music every single time I'm walking to and from class or anywhere on campus. I'm always listening to music. But I never... I almost never listen to music in my room, actually.
Really?
Or, and especially right after I woke up. Yeah.
Yeah. Well...
I don't know.
That happened. I can't do that anymore because I don't have a Bluetooth speaker.
What happened to him?
Well, it was Clinton's. My roommate. Sophomore year roommate. But, you know...
Wait, so you listened to it on, so I just answered my own question a little bit, but I want to see if it's correct.
What?
So I was going to say, you put music on a Bluetooth speaker when you're like sharing the room when you wake up, but then I was, my thought process is, I guarantee you woke up after him. Is that true?
This would usually be times when he wasn't there.
Okay.
If he wasn't there, I wouldn't do it. It was more, I wake up and I'm alone, and so I can just have a chill, you know, morning. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, whenever I wake up.
I have kind of the opposite, I'd say, actually. Sophomore year again, but different songs for each semester. The same way that I could kind of identify each semester with, like, what show I was watching that semester. Mm-hmm. I kind of have that with songs, too.
Really?
Which is, for the last show, kind of how I'm... The last show, and I don't mean this semester. I mean the last show. Like, next semester, uh-huh. Right before we, like, graduate... I want to like do the songs that I pick. I'm going to do that breakdown of the
first semester.
Yeah.
That's a really cool idea.
But one of them, what kind of distinguishes what song is what semester is what song I would list, especially sophomore year. Cause that was a weird year.
I think for everyone.
I would walk home from like the library and which was very often at like 1 AM ish. Mm-hmm. I would always put on the same song.
What song?
What's it called? Bad Thing. Bad Things with Camila Cabello
and Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah. I don't know why. Sophomore Fall. I really like that song.
Yeah.
And then I'd say Sophomore Spring, I actually listened to Home, Michael Bublé.
Don't know that
a lot. Oh, that's a great song, dude.
Okay.
Well, I don't know a lot of Michael Bublé.
Well, I don't think it's
probably
his song.
Because he does a lot of Christmas music.
Yeah, he doesn't. He has one album.
We can't stay away.
Remy, we've caused a fire with that with talking about Christmas music. I've been getting messages left and right about Christmas music.
Good thing the people that are messaging me don't have my number.
Yeah, it's quite a surprise. Anyway, we got let me run that back. I've been saying anyway too much this show. I don't like it.
What are you going to replace it with? Anyhow,
swoomstavv. We got 10 more minutes in the show left for you guys. We got a few more songs that we want to play for you, so I'd say let's jump right into it, or let's finish it out.
He was born as a beast and a ghost on the east of a coast where they eat you for jokes. And I know a guy who said his mom knew a man whose mother's sister saw him in the mall one time. Heard he was high and he rode to the sky and it opened and God played a song he recorded. He wrote it down, but he only played a record for his wife sometimes. Heard he survived on an island where Vikes are provided with Valkyrie sirens and pirates. Don't know the guy, but they talk about his verses in the night sometimes. He was formed from the lights that are northern, the rockets abroad that we once got an offer from Lucifer, started about it, the god said we keep his verses sharper than a knife sometimes. Heard he was warned that a hero gets torn between fame and adornment and loses his sword, so he shut the fame down. But he keep a mask on him if the sign's in the sky. Heard he was happy so no one could gas him or force him to dance like a monkey for assets. He loves his life, but he keep a pen sharp enough to write one time. Wow.
You just heard Dying in LA by Panic at the Disco, Cautionary Tales by John Bellion, and Sometimes by Ariana Grande. Right, I played that one because she just came out with a music video, Thank You Next. It has 64 million views in about 2 days, and yes, it's basically a reference to any like huge movie like Mean Girls and yes, like Legally Blonde and mm-hmm, all those.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Well, you know, maybe this is going to stir up some more controversy.
Oh,
I don't like the song, and I didn't like the music video.
Oh, wow. Okay. Shots fired. I was a fan of both, so.
I think the song is fine, but I think the amount of fervor that it's caused is a little bit absurd. Because it's just an okay song. And I like Ariana Grande, and she's got a fantastic voice, which is why I think that she can do so much better than that. Her voice is spectacular, and this song kind of sounded like anyone could have done it. It wasn't specific to her.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yeah, and we're running out
the music
of time.
Video, I just, you know, it was whatever.
Yeah, so give us your favorite part of the show, Emmy.
Here's a PSA for all you guys. This is a problem that I wasn't aware of, and I'll ask you about it afterwards, but here it goes. Are you annoyed by all the loud airplane noise from flights departing Logan Airport these days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by increased airplane noise due to the FAA's Highways in the Skies decision. This means that every single airplane departing from runway 33L on days with northwest winds continues on four narrow paths over the specific neighborhoods with near constant noise as a result. Boston West Fair Sky